Hello and welcome to the Barton Legal Podcast. I'm Bill Barton, a solicitor who lives and breathes construction and engineering law. At Barton Legal, we help clients in the UK and around the world on everything from litigation and arbitration to drafting and negotiating contracts. And in this podcast, we unpack the latest legal trends and problems facing the industry, providing you with straight-talking insights to help break down these complex legal questions. So, let's get on with today's episode. Hi, I'm Bill Barton from Barton Legal, and I'm here today to present another Legal Bite Size, this time about variations. Now, the aim of Legal Bite Size is to give you a brief heads up about what these terms mean and how they occur in construction and engineering. This is very much an overview, and if you'd like more detailed information or advice, then please do get in touch. Variations are the contractual mechanism through which an employer or a contractor can vary an aspect of the work during the lifetime of a project. Triggering this mechanism may have consequences as to the completion date of the project and or the overall cost. And in this legal bite size, I'm going to explain, as a general overview, what variations are. But as I say, this isn't a comprehensive guide, and if you do need more advice, please get in touch. So whether an instruction constitutes a variation will depend on the circumstances, which can often be a point of contention between the parties to a construction contract. Generally speaking, they arise out of either a change in the employer's requirements or the contractor discovering that the existing design is unsuitable or that extra work will be required to carry out that design as specified, or the agreed works have become impossible to carry out in the original form and therefore there needs to be a change, a variation. Of course, there's other ways they can occur as well. So to assess whether an employer's instruction is a variation, we must first examine what the contract has required the contractor to do. By understanding the scope of work, it's possible to determine whether the instruction is within that scope or outside. If it's outside, it's likely to be a variation. For example, an instruction given to a subcontractor to move their tea cabins half a mile away will not comprise a variation for the purpose of giving rise to an entitlement to extra payment or time. Now that might seem strange, but that is a real world example from the matter of Strachan and Henshaw versus Stein Industries, and that case was decided in 1997, so not hugely up to date, but it's relevant. It will only be a variation where there is work included in the contract which the instruction changes, i.e. some alteration of the work. Now, most contracts will require a contractor to give written instruction before carrying out varied work, which gives the employer an opportunity to reassess the cost and potentially withdraw the instruction if they wish to do so. It's also important to note and comply with all of the notice provisions regarding variations. Failing to do so may result in a party losing their entitlement to payment for the varied work or entitlement to additional time, and it may have impacts on whether the variation was given validly in the first place. Contractors should also take note of the process for valuation of variations. Clause 5.2.1 of the standard JCT Design Build 2016 states that the value shall be such an amount as is agreed by the employer and the contractor, or where not agreed, valued by the quantity surveyor. And that's just one example of provisions that can change between different suites of contract, but it will be enormously important to you and may have effect on whether either the employer or you as the contractor, or perhaps you're the employer, negotiate or instruct a variation, agree the variation, or challenge it. And of course, these provisions change whether you're dealing with JCT, NEC, FIDIC, or some other form. Variations are, in effect, an invention designed to keep the contract alive and prevent frustration. All contracts require strict performance of their terms, and it would be impractical and costly in the circumstances which I've alluded to above, the new contract had to be agreed each time there was a tweak in the employer's requirements. And you also have to take into account the practical implications of project-necessitated changes in design. So the whole idea of variations is to provide contract flexibility. I hope you found that helpful, and if you'd like any more information or assistance, get in touch through LinkedIn. Hope you found that helpful. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me for today's Barton Legal podcast. Please make sure you follow the show in your podcast app to get new episodes as soon as they're released. We'll be tackling another important topic in this month's Barton Legal webinar, and you can register for free and watch back our previous webinars at bartonlegal.com. Why don't you connect with me on LinkedIn and follow Barton Legal to keep up to date with all the legal trends and news? I look forward to speaking to you again in the next Barton Legal podcast.